Do you ever wonder if God is disappointed with you? You know, many believers live as if God is constantly frustrated with them. They know they're saved, but they secretly imagine that God is standing at a distance, arms crossed, waiting for them to fail again. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 speaks directly into that struggle. Paul writes, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Notice what Paul does not say. He does not say we might have peace. He does not say that we can earn peace. He says we have peace. And this peace is not merely a ceasefire. It's not a temporary truce between you and God. It is the complete removal of hostility between God and those who are in Christ. God's wrath against our sin was fully poured out on Jesus at the cross. Nothing remains to be paid. So think about that. Jesus endured the Father's judgment so that you could enjoy the Father's smile. When Christ hung on the cross, he experienced abandonment so that you could experience acceptance. He was treated as sin so that you could be treated as righteous. And this means your relationship with God, it's not built on your latest performance. It is built on Christ's finished work. So the next time your heart whispers, "God must be really disappointed with me," answer back with Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that peace has a name, and his name is Jesus. So what fear or guilt or sense of shame do you need to surrender to the peace that Christ has purchased for you? Pray this prayer, "Lord Jesus, help me rest in the peace that you secured through your death and resurrection." And here are two peoples that you can pray for. Pray for the Johnsons, our Creative Access missionaries in Asia. And pray for the Segugu Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Kenya and Tanzania.